Greg Spotty. My birth date is April 29th, 1977. I grew up in McDonald. I had two older brothers. Being the youngest of three, it was pretty much got picked on by my older brothers an awful lot until I became bigger than them, and then it kind of changed over from there. But pretty much playing sports was all we did. We had to work for everything we had to. We were up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the farm to go feed the horses. We had to work in order to get what we wanted to. So we constantly worked, but we had a lot of fun. You know, like my brothers and I, we always played. They were older than me, but it was still, it was a good childhood. I went to Waynesburg University, which was college time, and then I went to Robert Morris University and California University. I played sports throughout college and throughout high school. I usually had very good grades because that was always came first. Our coaches never let us practice or play unless we had XYZ. Our school, I believe, you had to have a 2.0, but our coach kind of strived for it to be a 3.0. And most of the time, you know, you hung around a 3.5, especially like our starting group in each of the sports, you know, your top nine or top five, whatever it may be, we were always around a 3.5. So we met eligibility every year. And college was the same thing. It was even more stress because you were actually paying for it. I didn't actually, so to speak, pay for it, because I had grants and scholarships, but it was still something I could lose if my grades weren't where they had to be. So I had to make sure that I did have good grades in order to continue to get my education as well as play sports. In life, one main goal is just have my family, support my family, take care of them, as well as like my career, so I could establish myself, become a professional, and again, a career as education was be the best that I could be in teaching. Everything I do is 110%. It doesn't matter what it might be. And going forward in education, I do the same thing, and I just want to be successful. When I leave, again, I'm here for 12 hours a day. I leave here, I go home, I spend time with my wife and kids for a couple hours. That's bedtime, then it's start all over again the next day. So it's just being a family man as well as a professional. One of my basketball coaches in high school, he was our history teacher, and it was something, just the way he taught the class, he made it interesting. Way I could see how we could do things and how history was important, and it repeated itself over and over again. I found that it might be something I'd like to do. Plus, I saw how he got to coach and be a teacher, and I thought that would be a great thing to do. And even going off to college, having some of my professors, just talking with them and just what their lives were like and how they enjoyed teaching, how they related with their students and how they related with different, even their staff members. It just made me think about something that I'd really like to do in my life. I found out even in high school and in college that that was something that I was always good at. I was able to teach others how to do whatever it might be, and they could learn from me. I thought that would be the logical step, and I looked into it, went to school, and found out that's what I like to do. My goals were to see the students succeed over and over again and see what they could improve on and work on any type of, if there was a deficiency, raise them up to where they are proficient in that category. Those were pretty much the goals of, you know, most teachers coming in, just to help as much as you possibly can. Talking to a student about how they're changing or what they should be doing to change. Some of them take your advice, some of them don't, but looking at some of half the kids that have gone off to college from here that I've had in the class and talked to them to see that, did it make them better? Did they listen to my advice and so on? Even coaching, you know, try this, try that, take this approach, but it's something that can happen.